If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Sandspans Radio.
Come watch the podcast, Frolic.
It's Demi. I'm sorry, guys. Trigger warning for domestic abuse from 4 minutes and 30 to 5 minutes and 43 seconds. Very sorry. We love you. Bye.
BigSoftTitty.png.
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 You were so bad at that. Welcome to BigSoftTitty.png, a podcast for heroes.
I think it was good.
That's Tom Walker over there.
Okay, give me a note.
That's Tom Walker. That's Tom Walker.
Give me a note and I'll sing
Introduce me.
Oh, and that's Demi Lardner.
Hi, it's me, Demi, and that's Tom Walker.
And I'm Tom Walker, which of course leads me to conclude that you must be Demi Lardner. This fine fellow you're sitting with, covered in four cushions, a beautiful grey marl pattern. Why, he must be Tom Walker.
What?
Wait, I'm Tom Walker and that's a common
you.
Couch.
This is a couch that
My
you've had
goodness.
This couch for much longer than I've ever sort of kind of
than
owned
I've
this
had
couch.
You, than I've possessed you.
Yeah, than you've owned me.
Yeah.
You paid 7 shillings and a hardback cover of a Jodi Picoult book.
Yep.
19 hours, maybe that was one.
And I ripped the last 5 pages out of it, and as punishment, he gave me a much smaller Demi.
Well, the last 5 pages usually don't really wrap anything up. They're just sort of like, and then she realized that she was right all along.
That sounds like it wraps everything up.
No, because it had already happened.
And then she realized again.
And she wasn't really right either. So it was kind of a, you know.
Take that, Jodi Picoult.
And then she realized that even though she had attempted to murder the priest that molested her young son, her husband also had afterwards in solidarity with her. That's a real ending to one of those books.
Okay, and it's not a spoiler because we're not saying which book, but now every time you read it, you will think to yourself.
Every time you don't read it, count every time that you don't read a Jodi Picoult book because they're garbage.
Yeah, right.
They actually might be good. I think they're bad.
Okay.
But maybe they're good.
Hmm. Well, you've never learned to read, but... So all of your book reviews are based around taste.
Well, they're based around what I made up based on the cover.
Mm. This smells like a lady planning to murder a priest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bummer, dude. That's what he was. Oh. Oh, no.
Did I tell you about moving swiftly along?
Woo!
That's the sound of the police coming to arrest you.
No, I'm allowed.
Why? Because you look like
I made it up. I wasn't making fun of a real person.
Great.
No, I didn't make it up. That was what the book was about.
Well, do you know about enemy of the show, Ben Jenkins?
Better question. Do you know about him?
I guess I do. Yes. Huh.
Well, back to Jody.
Okay. He once read a book and he told a friend that he was reading it. And the friend was like, oh, man, yeah, it's a good book. But it gets really weird with like sci-fi twist halfway through. And then he kept reading the book and he kept reading it. And he finished the book and he rang up the friend. And the friend was like, oh, yeah, I was thinking about another book.
Yeah,
so the entire
dope.
Book,
that's
he was just
awesome.
Like, okay, and robots are going to be here any second.
Yeah.
But it was just like
that's
a
so
period
good.
Novel set in Ireland.
Fuck, man.
But he's just seeing it through every, like he's picking up red herrings that the author didn't even mean. He's taking fish out of the lake, painting them red and putting them back in.
God, that's great.
Rules.
I love it.
It just completely changed the way he interacted with this. Well, like just, Angela's ashes.
He's like, I know there's a red herring here somewhere, so am I colorblind?
Yeah.
What's happened?
Because all I see are fish.
It's just common fish. How are you feeling, Tom? Is it good?
See, it's hard to ask the question in a way that doesn't come across insane.
No, I thought that was... What? What do you mean?
Okay. I feel good. Yeah. How are you? And
I knew that you were going to.
I feel James Brown. Da 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 da. That is a proper noun. Da 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 da.
I feel like James Brown. Da 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 da. Yell at a woman on the television. Da 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 da.
I hit my wife.
Oh man. Hot pants. I'm James Brown.
Do you reckon after he hit his wife, another wife came in and gently placed a cape over his shoulders as he recovered from the flurry of blows? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, how do you feel? Yeah. Oh, man, now that's my bummer, dude.
Yeah, I reckon.
How do you feel, Danny?
I feel good. I'm James Brown.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
James Brown, James Brown, hit wife,
You know about the James Brown?
I'm James Brown's wife, ow my life,
my face is in strife.
All right, we can't because it's a genuinely bad thing. And James Brown is a fucking asshole, but like, it's bad.
Do you know the thing about the James Brown statue? Is that he wanted to be a man of the people and have his statue not up on a podium, but and like or a pedestal. So it's just a statue on like the street. And
why didn't
it looks insane.
What if they just did it upside down? They made the statue and they dug a hole and it was just a square of metal. And you knew there was a James Brown statue living in hell.
I like that much more.
Yeah.
And then if you really want to bury down there and look him in the eyes, what it's like.
Oh, it'd be great if you had your statue. And there was like an underpass under the statue and a little window where you can just see the statue's face. So there's a tunnel.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah. This sounds like a great way to embezzle money as like a private person in government. Just being like, oh, yeah, no, we spent a few million on an arts project. But as part of the arts project, no one can see it.
Yeah.
And everyone has to just trust that it's there.
I bet that's not that crazy. I bet that's the thing. Anyway, ka-cheer, ka-cheer. Oh, the sound of... flashing photography bulbs.
My
from
goodness.
The 1950s. Hello, I'm Hollywood now.
And what's that
Hello,
underneath
it's
your
me.
Feet, Demi Lardner? It's a thick red carpet.
That I stapled to my shoes and subsequently my feet did not take them off. So I'm. Hey, it's me, Jenny Hollywood.
The Jenny is short for genuinely.
Yeah. It's actually short for Genuine's Pony.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And my middle name is Bow, Bow, Bow.
Please meet my child, Jenny.
Please meet my child, Jenny.
She's named after her.
Short for Genuine-Pony, brackets, instrumental, end brackets.
Dot flack.
But I got it off of LimeWire, so it's a picture of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
It's that Bill Clinton prank call.
No, let's go back to Bill Clinton, because what does he sound like?
I did not have sexual relations with that woman. He did actually play the saxophone.
Ah.
Mm.
Coming at sexual relations.
Okay. Hollywood. You are back to us from...
No, you keep talking.
You are back to us from Hollywood, the beautiful town of the City of Angels. The town of the City of Angels. The town that's well known worldwide for being also home to the city, which is also home to angels.
Potentially home to several saxophones, which it makes everything that I did make a lot of sense.
Okay. Hollywood, baby. The big apple?
The big pine tree. Covered in apples. Hollywood was, golly, I'm... Oh, just being in this small apartment. Ugh. Hollywood, I miss it. I miss it. As you can... Oh, I'm bearing down under the weight of the new jacket that I had sewn from the broken souls of young actresses.
It's
just
true.
Landing on the curbside with their little Paddington suitcase and saying, where does a gal get noticed around here?
Yeah, you
and
said
I said
that,
hey, give me that. I ripped their soul out of their chest.
And they
I
were like,
sew a new patch on my jacket.
Will you wear this on TV at least?
No.
You're like, I can't guarantee
No, I'm going to wear it on the opposite of TV. I'm going to wear it on radio and not even mention it.
You, the first thing Demi did when she woke up this morning was she bolted upright in bed and yelled the words, Hollywood Boulevard, then looked around and just shed a single tear.
Yeah. Whenever the, nope, that's Santa Monica Boulevard. Moving on.
All right.
The first thing that I did in LA was I went to Venice Beach, went to a vape shop, talked to a man with no shirt on. He sold me a vape, but he gave me twice the strength that I asked for. So the second thing that I did on Venice Beach was puke my brains out.
You didn't tell me that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So I was sitting on a hill on top of all my bags, just lying on them. This dude came up. His name was David. And he was like, hey, you having a picnic? And I was like, no. And he was like, okay, I'm going to come talk to you.
Uh-huh.
And he came and talked to me. We just had a pleasant chat for like 40 minutes, which never happens in Australia and just like kept happening there. Just had a nice chat, and he told me about, he was like, I make music. I was like, what kind? He was like, you know, the shit you see on TV. And I was like, I don't know, but thank you, David. This has been a great chat. And then while I was talking to him, I was vaping, and then he went away, and I was like, I feel just awful. So I ran to a restaurant and said, can I please have a table? And had the table, ran to the bathroom, puked just everywhere, just all over the shop, pissed my pants while I was doing it too.
What?
Yeah, I puked so hard I peed, and not through to the shorts I was wearing, but definitely through the underwear. So I threw them out.
Okay, it's fine that you didn't tell me that you threw up. It is a crime that you didn't tell me that you pissed your pants.
Yeah, I'm really sorry.
I'm genuinely outraged.
But aren't you happy that now we get to listen back forever?
Yes.
To your original reaction.
Throw this memory into the content mill with the rest of them.
So anyway, hey, my name's
Grind.
Demi Lardner, and I'm here to say that I like to chuck and piss in a vaping way.
Oh my God.
Off the dome. Thank you.
That rule.
Yeah,
was
I just
great.
Made that that music you hear on TV.
Step into the cypher.
Anyway.
And also, please turn your TV off if that's coming through.
So it was a really cool trip. I went to LA for 4 days. Nobody's ever done that, but it went surprisingly well. Let's not talk about my success because it's not funny, but let's definitely talk about how I didn't, but nearly shit my pants because of a burrito, which is very you, and it made me miss you a lot.
Thanks, baby.
I was looking. I took a little Polaroid of Tom before I left to look at. It was in my wallet, and I just sort of sat there, sweating and like shit crying, like just was sort of like, this is so much of this that I so much of it that I have to do. Sort of like tears rolling down my face and looking at the picture of Tom, like he'd love this.
While you were away, I had to delay a rehearsal for my show because I. Took an hour to do a shit.
Yeah.
And 25 minutes into the shit, I texted my director and was like, a friend of the show, Zoe Kim's mom.
Yeah, the only friend of the show.
The one we are allowed. And said to her, listen, I don't like that this is the way things are, but my legs are shaking and I need to finish what I've started.
Yeah.
And there's literally no way I can be in transit at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
It was truly awful.
Yeah.
So we've both had really problematic guts these last few days.
Yeah. And it was interesting because I sort of was having like all of the, I was having many bodily experiences at once.
Well, yeah, because you vaped so hard you threw up, and then
so I was
you
full of mist.
Shat yourself.
I was full of mist that was angry that there was also food.
Yeah.
So the mist sort of kicked the food out.
Oh my god, you were Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Oh shit!
All the nations were meeting inside you and just battling for supremacy.
I did start my period too.
Hey.
Fun thing about that, I like to just do things in awful ways that I pretend make sense. So I bought, what are they called? Like reusable pads from flauraandfauna.com, which we're not advertising, but I love them. And which means you have to soak them, which means that right now there's what I'm going to call drim soup under the sink.
Yeah.
Which is nice for all of us in the house.
And since we're not advertising flauraandfauna.com, I will now provide a rebuttal, which is that these pads, I mean, they taste horrible, folks.
Oh, man.
And this soup wouldn't feed it to a dog, much less a Tom, which is what Demi's been doing the past few days. Hollywood was a big time. You did a lot of things.
I did some really cool stuff, but again, it's not funny when things go right, so.
Yeah.
Had coffee with friends and it was very nice.
Okay, cool. Well, do you want to say a good thing and we'll beep it out?
Yeah.
Okay. So say a nice thing that happened.
So I'm going to be...
Okay, cool. And that'll all be beeps.
It fucking better be beeped. I swear to God, if you leave that in, I'll be so fucking mad.
I'll cut it.
I also went to the Magic Castle. Holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
One of the magicians we saw... was just fucked up so bad.
Really?
Yeah, it was so good. He was like at the bar because there's designated places at this bar that's kind of the underground bit because it's like built into a mountain. Like this bit where there's a close-up magic pad built into the bar. So he stands behind the bar, does magic for like 5 minutes, then goes away for 10 minutes, turns back into a bar, and then comes back and does another set.
Yeah, right.
And I was sitting right at the front because I wanted him to talk to me, and he did. And
you were looking to zing back?
No, I just wanted to interact with this old creep.
Great.
But no, he wasn't a creep. He was really fucking cool, but he fucked up his trick like wholesale, real bad, just go to hell.
So are you
leave
talking
all
like,
your teeth there.
He
like,
held out a pack of cards and one of them was clearly a duck?
He held out a pack of cards and both his eyes exploded.
Oh, no.
Yeah, exactly.
He looked at the forbidden card.
Yeah.
He held out all the cards and then someone else held out another card and together they made the full body of Exodia the forbidden one.
Yeah.
And so everyone won magic and they had to close the castle.
Yeah. He just fucked up really, really, really bad. And it sucked because right at the start of the trick, he was like, this is my daughter's favorite trick and she's in the room tonight. So I thought I'd do this trick.
No!
Yeah.
The magician's daughter was watching him.
Watching him fail really bad. And he was like, I was just watching him chuckle and the light leave his eyes while he was fucking up this trick was just incredible.
Man.
We saw another one that was like, fine. It was like kind of the tricks that people were really shocked that Derren Brown was doing like 5 years ago. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay. But there's also a piano that plays music that like you talk to it and it's like, it's haunted. It's fucking cool as hell.
That's sick.
I just loudly requested songs and then sang them at my manager who was very embarrassed as she's the funnest person in the world to embarrass.
It's
a very fun relationship. Mostly it was just me being like, hey, play The Dentist from The Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh,
and then
man.
I would sing it at her and she'd be like, I swear to God, we'll drop you from Century if you don't stop. And I was like, well, I'm gonna fire you if I'm not allowed to sing. So where does that leave us?
Oh my God. this professional and social relationship both need to be terminated.
Yeah, I know.
Good.
She made me wait for an hour and a half in a bar just because she got caught up drinking. She was like, I'm 10 minutes away. And then 2 hours later, I was like, wow, this is really good because my phone's flat and I'm just sitting here over tipping so he'll make my drinks really strong.
Oh, my God. I think we share a similar thing in regards to magic, just being like, well, the solution to most of these tricks is how did he do that is, well, he put a lot of time and effort into it.
Into tricking me.
Yes, I don't know how he did it, but how he did it was lying.
This man has spent a lot of time learning how to lie to make me feel dumb, specifically.
Yes, absolutely.
And go, oh, for a sec.
The disappointed magician's daughter is, I think, a far too common person.
I think it's actually a class in D&D. Your power is forgiveness. That's the one spell.
No. Yeah. And they never get enough XP to cast it.
No. And it's a level 90 spell.
Oh my god. Yep. So just on their deathbed,
only
they can
on their
be like,
yeah.
I guess.
They get a buff.
Oh man.
Yeah.
It's incredible that magician fucked. And also that his daughter is in his life. I don't picture magicians as being in contact with people.
That specific magician was like, I loved him immediately because he was like kind of this old dude that was like I told people, like people that I know about magic, actually a magician that I know that helped me get into the magic castle because you could only get in through invitation or being a member.
Yep.
I was like, oh yeah, I saw this magician and he was like, oh my God, I fucking love him. What was he like? He's so skilled and incredible. And I was like, dude, the only thing I saw him do was fuck up for 10 minutes.
That is so funny.
It was
Holy
great.
Holy shit. Okay, so fees for the magic castle are $750 per year plus a $1,500 initiation fee.
Yep.
That is so much.
Yeah, the dress code is fucking crazy too.
Oh my God.
Yeah, there was a woman in front of me and they were like, hey, sorry, are you wearing a skirt or slacks? And she was like, oh, a skirt. And they were like, oh, no, that's okay. It's just because if it was slacks, we were going to have to give you a blazer because you can't.
What? Like a blazer to wrap around her waist or
a blazer to
over her head court style so nobody could see that she was violating the dress code?
No, a blazer to put it over her head and then just sort of bash her to death and leave her in the gift shop so that people can buy, quote, a bag of shame.
Yeah, right. They were going to put the blazer over her head so she thought it was night and would go to sleep and forget all about this wondrous night at the magic castle.
When I snap my fingers, you will fall asleep, and they clonk her over the head from behind.
When I snap my fingers, you're going to forget that your father is a magician. Come on. Come on.
Every time you click again, I remember. This is awful. No, that just because you have to either be wearing a pantsuit or like a dress.
Yeah, right.
Or like a nice skirt and blouse. And for men, it's like a full suit or you can just wear a turtleneck with slacks.
It's crazy that that's the one place in the world where the magicians have the power and they exercise it like nerds.
Yeah.
I guess I could have seen that coming.
It was also because we went around Christmas time. When you go in, you have to talk to an owl at a bookshelf and say, open sesame, and then the bookshelf opens up and you're allowed to go inside. But it was also the owl was dressed like Santa because it's close to Christmas, which meant that the whole fucking place was full of Christmas parties, which are the drunkest, loudest Americans you will ever want to punch in your life.
Yes. Just to back up.
I walked past a table and a guy said to his friend, he was like, magic! And that was it. That's all I heard. A man in a suit yelling the theme of the building he's in at his friend, also wearing a suit and turtleneck.
Oh my God, at any other castle, that guy would have been saying nothing.
Hey dude, magic!
Magic, huh? Can we get some magic in here?
Hey, too magic. Can we get some magic in here?
Can we get some magic in here? This has been my card for too long.
Are we both doing Mads Mikkelsen?
Yeah.
Can we get some magic in here?
I'm gonna need some new swans.
Swans. They always
it's a rabbit.
They're always swans. It's always swans. They open up the napkin they had in their sleeve and a full swan just falls out and onto the floor and goes, honk, hey, honk.
Clunk, clunk, clunk. A swan would take so long to fall because after it's done falling, its neck does it too.
Hey, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
A swan would take so long to fall because once a swan falls, its neck does it as well.
And they're referring to this as the artist Swan Song. Up next, right now. I'm a fucking bird and my neck is long. I fuck swan bitches with my big swan slong. I'm sorry. Is it time for a break?
Yep, let's do it.
Man.
Bye.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
All right, you're recording?
Yes.
You were just holding your phone with the delicacy of someone defusing a bomb, and then you said, please don't just play, very quietly, yep, into your phone,
yep,
and then you misclicked.
Anyway.
And yeah, this played.
Thank you, Tom Armstrong of Auntie Donna fame for...
And Tom Armstrong did that!
And Godwolf for helping me with this evil endeavor. Tom Armstrong.
Fuck.
So, Tom Armstrong, are they a horse?
Okay, at this point, the only people who want this segment to continue and thrive, I'm going to say, horses looking for more PR.
Yeah.
So, yes.
All right, but can horses get Crohn's?
Yes, sure. Let's slow down.
Yes.
And contemplate.
Because of what are the things we know about Tom Armstrong? Very, very, very talented music boy.
Yeah.
Also has Crohn's.
So. Which is, of course, one of the most famous diseases.
Mm-hmm.
Crohn's disease horse. I'm currently Googling.
That's his new DJ name.
Oh, CDH is spinning the decks tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot find a direct corollary, but I'm sure there is something like it.
Okay.
So.
What do you reckon?
I gotta say, I think he's a horse.
Okay. Tom Armstrong, you heard it here first.
I always forget that that's the whole point of the segment.
Yeah.
Is that it just ends on, well, all right.
Oh, no. Oh, yep. Sorry. It stopped recording for a second. I got excited and hit my computer.
Okay. So do we have all that?
Yeah. No, it's all fine. There was just a gap there where people... Yep.
If I had to listen to that again.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Yep.
So that's the first guest version of Are We a Horse? Are They a Horse?
Hold on. What did you just say?
Wait, are we a horse?
Well, there's only one way to find out.
Damn it.
What? There is.
No. No, we got past this. Okay, but I'm going to get a water.
But wait.
Okay, yeah.
We.
Okay, good. Oh, man.
No, we won't.
Okay. That is too much. Have it twice in one episode.
All right, Tom has a segment for us.
Yes, it's the return of the crowd favorite segment, Webmata.
Webmata, she's my daughter and I named her Martha, but I was drunk when I signed the birth receipt. There's another word for that, but I couldn't improv it very well. Webmata.
The segment where we look up things that you don't want.
And also the name of my daughter.
All right, this...
What is the word I was looking for? Not birth receipt.
Certificate.
Certificate!
Yeah,
thank
I didn't
you.
Want to correct you in song. Then, no, I didn't want I really... to turn that gentle art form into a nitpicking foray.
I do appreciate it. Thank you so much. Now, please, what... Oh, yeah, this is a segment where you send us questions that you don't want to Google, so we ruin our Google history for you.
Yep.
Or web search history. Let's keep it kosher.
Yeah, I just simply love to Bing.
I do too.
What can I say? I love to support the underdogs. Microsoft.
Do you ever see that show, Bing and Bong?
No.
So someone sent a friend the other day, well, actually months ago, sent me a text that was like, do you ever watch that show, Bing and Bong? And I was actually, like, yes.
Actually, it was an enemy.
Actually, this didn't happen.
Hey.
All right, go on with your thing.
No, go.
No, I was just going to say, they because we're Drim and Tom, they were like, do you ever watch that show, Bing and Bong? Because the theme song, I'm just going to replace their names with ours right now, but it was like, Drim and Tom, there's a tiny planet calling a new exciting day, and we're on our way. It's cute.
That is cute.
Yeah.
All right. I love doing what I usually do, which is acknowledging things. That
you have
is
to
cute.
Acknowledge, and while you're acknowledging, you pretend you're looking at your computer to find the next thing you're going to say, and then once you're done acknowledging, you actually find the next thing you're going to say, and then you take a minute to steady yourself, and then you prepare to say it.
Well, the thing is that my CPU can only handle so many... I mean, my brain can only handle so many processes at once.
Dreamin' Tom.
Oh, that's cute.
Heroes of the universe.
Wonderful. All right, this is a question from Pinkerton Floyd from the BigSoftTutor.png SansPants Plus Discord. They asked, what's the origin of the phrase, I'm not here to fuck spiders?
Ooh.
And this is Australian slang. Dammy, have you run into this phrase in the wild?
I sure have.
Wonderful.
Well, I've never used it because usually I am.
Well, you're a spider fucker.
It's true. That's why they call that long-legged one daddy.
Mm-hmm. And... honestly, if you haven't spread your legs for something worth eight of them, you got to get down with it. Also, I spread my legs when I fuck.
He does. It's really uncomfortable.
I starfish out.
I sort of have to scissor Tom when we get it on.
Well, as an ally, what I do with Demi is I just scissor my gooch onto her pussy until she kind of tearfully tells me, no, that's enough.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom, that I bow.
You're
I say
coming,
Tom.
Aren't you? Can't yes. lie to me, can't
Tom,
lie to
me.
The ally.
Tom, I'm doing the bow, okay, oh. So it's over, all right?
Yes, and I've fucked nicely once more.
And then I make him scrub the floor like we're in a dojo.
A white cis man scissoring a queer woman as reparations.
Wow.
What do you think? All right.
Man, I love it.
So this is...
As the person who has it done to them every day.
Yeah, every day our sex life's healthy. What of it? What's the origin of the phrase "I'm not
Woo!
Here"? I'm not here to fuck spiders. Now, this is a contentious one. It is not very well documented.
Huh.
One thing that I found was that people online, some of them, do not believe the phrase is real. There is
like non-Australians. Sorry, think that. It's not real.
Even Australians. Some Australians have seen people posting it and been like, yeah, this is part of like, this is like Drop Bears, which is this.
No, it's, well,
which
no,
is like a prank that Australians pay
no,
on
that
international
doesn't,
people.
Yeah, but that's not even the same thing because Drop Bears is not a saying.
No.
Drop bears is a trick. I'm not here to fuck spiders isn't a trick. If it was, that means you're always there to fuck spiders.
Yes, and let's just quickly start by defining what the slang term means, which is we're not here to fuck around. We're not here to delay. Let's get to the task assigned to us instead of hanging around here.
Or like if someone's like, hey, do you want to start this crab
Demi,
shining convention where we make the most beautiful crab shells and we walk, it's like toddlers and tiaras, but for crustaceans. And they're like, well, yeah, we're not here to fuck spiders. And the other person's like, yes, of course we're not. And you see their pants just sort of wriggle underneath them.
You've gone red in the face.
I know, that was so upsetting for me.
From you realizing that you talk yourself into improv.
I'm so bad at it, though. I've never had one. I had one, Hungry J, once.
Hungry J?
Yeah, we can't call it the real thing. It's advertising.
Yeah, of course.
The
Burger Monarch.
Yeah.
Hey guys, welcome to Burger Duke.
Sandwich Squire. Bun Baron.
Dom Direction.
What?
Subway.
What?
Dom Direction.
It's Dom.
Dom to Sub.
What?
Dom Sub.
What, Tom?
Dom is the opposite of Fuck, dude.
Yeah, email me if you didn't get it either, and if you did, fuck off.
Ever since Tumblr got cancelled,
little
bits of queer knowledge have been leaving
it's not
your mind.
Cancelled, yeah. I think we have, how many more days do we have? We have one more week before porn gets deleted off Tumblr, and therefore Tumblr is useless.
Yeah.
I do use Tumblr for a lot of my porn.
Yeah, right. Cool.
A lot of it.
I think I was thinking the other day about how only in the last, I don't know, few decades has someone experienced that peculiar brand of loneliness that's jerking off to a GIF.
Yeah. Fuck.
Coming, looking at a silent loop.
I remember.
Silent, grainy loop that you have to either expand or be like,
Yeah. There was one of the sites, I think it was Pornhub, used to have a thing where if you were on mobile, it was like, well, you have to sign up if you want to watch more than three videos. So it was like a very delicate process being like, which one of these is going
to
tickle my flaps.
You had to pick in the first three.
Well, no, it was like, you can scroll through as many as you want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like they move, so you kind of get a little flavor of the sauce that's in there. But if you're like you can only click on three and watch three of them. And then it's like, well, 24 hours before you get three more, or you can sign up.
Because I will say that the way pretty much all of my pornography sessions end is it's similar to getting to the end of the year and looking at the pile of books you said you'd read and be like, and you close all the tabs of 45 minute long videos that you were like, yeah, this looks cool.
Yeah.
And suddenly it's just like you left a vat of mayonnaise out in the sun.
Which is my favorite type of porn.
Yeah.
Watching mayonnaise age.
Watching it turn into a lady. With jugs. Anyway, the phrase, we're not here to fuck spiders.
And I just want to like let everybody know, this isn't a thing where we're trying to do a bit where it's like, let's trick the Americans and act like it really is a thing. Like, people say it.
Yeah.
I think it's
like a classic tradie phrase.
It's not like to the point where like literally nobody's ever said throw a shrimp on the Barbie. That was like a thing that they did in like an ad a million years ago and people were like, that's what Australians are. But fuck spiders is like, it's a thing.
Yeah, not here to fuck spiders. It's a great way to rally the troops.
Why are we getting patriotic about this?
Probably because it's a combination of confusing and obscene that really appeals to us.
Yeah, 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 true.
I think we're not here to fuck spiders perfectly encapsulates why Australia has such a strong shitposting population. Because we started young.
Yeah.
Like in the 80s, our confusing slang.
Yeah, talking about Tumblr, people were like, when shitposting became a proper thing, they were like, yeah, we didn't used to have shitposting. We just blamed the Australians. It's like it always happened at night. But like I used to think about this phrase because I had a bit about trying to fuck spiders and like because it would be a very different experience for a person with a vulva, like just sort of trying to mash it in.
Yeah.
Do you know? Like, absolutely. Actually, it'd be more like hugging one, like a very wet hug for a spider. And for a dude, it would probably just be sort of like killing it. just mashing it onto the end and it's dead.
Yeah, for the dude, I think it's kind of like, it would be like pulling a Christmas cracker alone, but yeah. You just grab four legs in each hand and then just blam.
Yeah, I guess.
Onto, I don't know, for me, I gotta say, probably a soft dick. I'm not enjoying the process.
No?
No.
But once it's done?
Once it's done, hard as a rock. Anyway, this
hard as the rock.
Hard as
famous spider fucker.
Hard as the rock, and let me tell you, watching his Instagram stories, this guy's jacked.
Mm, but not as hard as his heart, because it's a good dude.
That's where that was.
He's got puppies.
He does have puppies.
Puppies is nice.
I wonder if he's good. Like
rock the Dwayne Diesel.
Yes.
What do you mean? You wonder if he's good?
I wonder if he's good.
A good dude.
Yeah.
Man, I reckon. Because, like, so. I don't think he spends a bunch of time being like, I'm great, like Chris Pratt did, and he turned out to be a fucking jerk.
Mm.
But I think Rock the Dwayne Johnson's, like, whole thing is, I don't know. He seems like a really good dude, and he cares about, like, his family and his heritage and shit.
Mm. I think you're confusing him with his character in The Fast and the Furious. Family. I think I was talking about family in those movies.
Is it? Yeah, but is that Rock the Dwayne Johnson?
I think it's both Vin and
yeah. Rock I was gonna say that those fucking movies. I can't because I already couldn't tell those two apart. And I know them now because The Rock is the Scorpion King, and that's the best thing that ever happened to me is that movie.
Yeah, the great thing about the Fast and Furious movies is they had Vin Diesel, and then they decided to get The Rock in, who is essentially wrong aspect ratio Vin Diesel.
No, I think Vin Diesel right aspect ratio Vin Diesel, and Vin Diesel never knew what the fuck he was doing.
Yeah, that's probably correct. I think Vin Diesel. Vin Diesel looks like PS1 graphics The Rock.
He's like the first Lara Croft. He's got pointy titties.
Yeah, they only had a few polygons to work with, yeah. So they couldn't give him like triceps or delts. And then The Rock is like a muscles. PS4 Pro.
He gets three muscles and that's it. So he's not going to be fucking symmetrical. You yeah. Tell us where they go.
And back in 2005, everyone was like, this guy's built. This guy's the biggest actor there's ever been.
Oh, God.
The origins of this phrase are difficult to track down. One person said that it might have its roots in a French phrase, which roots. I do not think is correct, personally. But the French have a phrase called Mais ne quillons pas les deux mouches. I apologize for
my get it.
Pronunciation, but that's translated as, but let's not fuck flies. Specifically,
that doesn't sound like...
Let's not ass fuck flies.
Yeah, but that doesn't even sound like it has the same connotations.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's it means
is that like
to,
that's like splitting hairs, right?
Yes, which is itself an expression for obsessing over minutia.
Exactly. So let's not ask fuck flies is not the same thing.
Yeah,
I'm not here to fuck spiders. Doesn't mean let's stop arguing about who's got the shiniest crap.
Hey, listen. Neither of us are here to fuck spiders. So yeah. Why don't we both stop convincing each other to fuck this way?
Right?
Actually,
neither. Because no, I would just hate that.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's nothing I can think of worse than bedding a gorgeous, beautiful, long-legged spider.
Was that, were all those legged so you could think of the word spider?
No, they were taking sounds into like account the amount of legs on it.
That's not really how that is.
What about a New Yorker? Or what about someone seeing a spider and be like, no, that's gross. And then you put like a Ms. Pac-Man bow on the spider and he's like, hooey. That broad's got legs for days. Oh, why don't you introduce me to your sister standing there in her web in the corner of the room? Please, I would gladly make her fuck acquaintance.
Oh, and then you'd see the spider that he's talking to just bite someone's head off, and he's like, oh, I'm so sorry to bother you, miss. You're clearly taken already.
Ah, I didn't mean to bother you. You've got your, you've clearly got your man friend up there tied in silk that came from your derriere. Are you a single mother to that egg sack on the back of your torso?
He just saw her bite his face off.
I do enjoy a thorax on a lady.
Listen, I've been a stepfather before. I know you can tell. All right, so where do we think it comes from then? Because it's not that French thing. That doesn't make any fucking sense.
It doesn't make any sense. The
it's like people being like, Australians don't think of things. Come on. Which sometimes we probably don't. But this one we did.
This one we did. And as far as I can tell, that is the full sum of the etymology. I wasn't able to find any sources on the like etymology of this phrase. I do believe it's like just an organic grown slang thing. And I can't believe that there are people who believe that it's not real.
Yeah. Because why wouldn't it be real?
Yeah. I've heard it said. It's the best phrase.
It is, yes.
Is very hard to use without coming across as trying really hard to be something you're not.
Yeah. You know what I'm going to do for this?
What?
I'm going to give it the old reverse shaka.
Me too. Yeah. I'm holding up three fingers and flexing my wrist up and
God,
down.
God, it fucking hurts, doesn't it?
It's the worst hand gesture.
Why did we make this up? What do we call it?
It's a reverse shaka, which I think is
a cast. Akas.
Oh, that hurts.
It's
stopping.
It's so bad. It hurts my pinky for some reason.
I've got to do the other hand now. All right,
I wish I knew how many times I did it with the other hand so we could get it right.
It's asymmetrical. Anyway.
If you do this with us, we hate this thing.
Oh, this sucks.
Yeah, it's really bad.
But you know what doesn't suck? This beautiful lady I found in the corner of a shed just the other day.
What big eyes you have, and by big I mean the number of them. Jesus. He turned into Red Riding Hood. Oh man, that's good, we're done?
Wow, you built this whole web yourself? I do love a self-sufficient dame.
What a lady.
And also you look like a spider.
I was talking to my friend. I mean, you also do, but I have more pregnant friends than you do because I have other, like, we have the
friends.
Yeah. Not to brag, but a lot of my friends have some tummy chums in them.
Demi's been turkey basting all of her fucking barren friends till that something takes root in there.
Yeah.
Demi's been Rosemary's babying all these kids.
What's like a good, like, yeah, most of my friends are turduckins.
Mm.
But my friend Jess.
Humbabian.
What?
It's a human with a baby in it, in the middle.
I didn't know Hum was pregnant.
Oh, yeah. She should be.
Maybe she. Yeah.
Anyway.
My friend is pregnant and is like, she's got another,
with a baby.
Yes, and she's pregnant with her husband.
Okay.
But the baby is in her.
He fell in.
Yeah.
Okay,
it was weird. anyway, I don't even know how he fit in the cervix, but so like they're pregnant, and this is the second kid, and the. Both pregnancies have been pretty rough, but the first kid is really, really cool. So they're like, we'll have this one and then we'll be done. Mm. So her husband is getting a vasectomy, and while she is – because her first one was a cesarean, and it's pretty hard to have a VBAC, vaginal birth after cesarean.
Okay.
On your second – if you've already had a cesarean on your second go, they usually just they're like, let's just do another cesarean. So when they take the baby out of her, they're just going to tie her tubes while she's still open.
Holy shit.
Yeah, which is a thing they can do because it's just like one surgery. So they're just going to do that after the baby's out.
Whoa.
And then the weird thing, I'm just like, they're both.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I know that that is the safest way, but in my brain, I'm like, that is going to backfire so bad. Like, not only, like, a baby is going to get pregnant with both of them.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to be so double pregnant that they're going to be inside a giant fetus.
You think that this is them trying this hard to not get pregnant is going to invade into their lives, Greek mythology style.
Yeah. They're going to get super pregnant, double ultra.
It's just going to crawl out their eyes.
Yeah.
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 That's insane. Also, I can't stop thinking about the rough birth, meaning that all the baby's parts came out unconnected and they had to put it together with an Allen key.
It came out in a long string. So it was like face, leg, the bottom of the leg, there was a torso.
No, the delivery was mostly fine, but the foot turned up in Epping.
It's like, wait, the baby... It's like an Etch-a-Sketch where you get the baby, you just got to shake it until it's all in the right order.
Yeah, that's what you do with the baby.
That's exactly what you do with the baby. And then, like, it's almost perfect, but there's an eye on the shoulder and you're like, fuck, we're so close.
You've got the baby and you're turning it in space every which way, trying to get the eye to roll down into the eye socket. Like one of those Marvel games. What if like the pregnancy period was like the fetus kept trying to come towards
you don't
the, all right
you don't
yeah,
get
yeah.
pregnant
the pregnancy the three trimesters of pregnancy
yes thank you
what if that whole time was spent with the fetus kind of slowly drifting towards the uterus and you had to use like fucking pinball paddles to keep it afloat in the womb.
Fuck, that's awesome. What other video games could it be? You gotta feed the baby berries and ghosts to keep it alive while it's in the tummy.
That's good. You have to go on a quest to get the baby's son.
Yeah.
And it turns out that he's still alive. And
you gotta.
It's full out.
The baby is actually your mother's ashes, and you have to spend time with your distant dad to get the baby to the top of the mountain.
I guess childbirth is kind of like Fallout 76 because you get birthed out of the vault. There are no NPCs, just actual people in the world, and it's very disappointing.
Yeah. Wait, what?
And has connection issues.
So, anyway, this has been Tom's Therapy Corner. Woo!
All right, thanks for listening, guys.
Bye. Oh, wait, no.
I almost got a poster.
No, thank you to my dad, Bam Margera.
All right.
I have a few, people keep DMing me asking if I have coloring books. If you want a coloring book, just send whatever amount of money to demi.ludner@gmail.com. That's my PayPal, and I'll mail you one. Do not forget to put your address in because people
have just been sending you.
Just been sending me money, and I'm like, cool. Yep. I guess I'll just wish this to you then.
And I would like to thank all the Big Soft friends who came out to my trial show last Saturday.
Yes.
It was really, really fun, and I think I got a lot of stuff done.
Yeah. Really cool. And thank you to the friends who came to my trial show ages ago. It was very fun and good.
Okay, and again, thank you to the ones who came to Sorry, I've just got to cut you off here.
Oh,
thank
great.
You so
my
much.
My favorite
the...
thing.
Okay. Excuse me. He's slicking his hair back. He's like, I got you those flies you wanted. The butcher said they had to order them in special, so I do hope you like them.
By order them in special, it means he had to leave a good piece of meat outside for days until he could collect the kind of meat that you like to eat. Anyway, shall I just throw them into the net, or is that... Is that patronite? Do you want the... I'm going to leave you alone. Thank you for your time. And he tips his hat.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be crude, but may I come up to your web for coffee? No, I don't want to move too fast, as it might jeopardize the web.
You know, I hear that you're more scared of me than I am of you.
But what I'm really most scared of is commitment. All right.
Thanks, Ben Margera. All right. Bye, everyone. We love you. Bye.
To look 5 years younger. In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.